Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Only the Educated Are Free. We must not believe the many who say that only free people ought to be educated, but we should rather believe the philosophers who say that only the educated are free. Epictetus. Back in Epictetus's time, the sons of citizens were sent to different schools of philosophy to learn how to think critically, to learn how to live good lives, and to contribute to their communities. And at the time, slaves were only permitted to be educated if their masters agreed to it. And Epictetus, having been born a slave, was fortunate enough to have a master that allowed it. And as we know from the other teachings by Epictetus, that he not only means simply being educated, but to be taught how to think well. That just the consumption of information is not enough. But what does Epictetus mean by freedom? Freedom from what? Freedom to do what? Well, I would suggest a number of things. That through learning how to think rationally and using our reasoning skills, we can learn to be free from faulty thinking. That when we understand that we are 100% responsible for our thoughts, emotions, and reactions, that we are free to choose how we want to respond in any situation. That by understanding what we cannot control, we gain freedom from trying to control things outside of ourselves, such as events and circumstances of life. That when we understand that we have no control over other people, then we have freedom from the opinions of others. That when we have control of ourselves, we have freedom from the impressions of external things, and that those external things can only sway us or influence us as much as we let them. And lastly, that at any moment, we have the freedom to choose to be happy in any circumstance. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.